KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5. KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, step on board the Fuzz Train. You just heard Brazil from Jeff and Maria Muldaur. That was from like 1968. Pretty funny little track. Jeff Muldaur was an American folk artist. But beyond that, he was in Paul Butterfield had a side band called Better Days that Jeff was in. And prior to that, he recorded with the likes of Jerry Garcia, Bonnie Raitt, John Cale, just to name a few. He had got some good things going down for him. I thought it was a good way to start off the hour. Kind of got a nice little cocktail of tracks for you this episode. So I hope you dig what I'm putting down. Here's Tim Maia with Brother, Father, Sister, Mother. And then we'll get into some, you know, again, some obscure stuff. Thanks for tuning in.
Brother, every time I call you home, you are dancing. Sister, please don't put your children on initiation. 'Cause there's no heaven. There's no God. 'Cause there's no devil.
See what we've got in today's calorie.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
We'll be right back. still in the air. Silent everywhere. Someday when we got time, some people know not what road to find. Someday when we got time, some people know not what to find.
Just heard Relatively Clean Rivers, their track They Know What to Say. Pretty interesting, epic album. I own a reissue of it. I think I got it imported from the UK a few years back after I had been listening to these guys for a bit. That album was self-titled, Relatively Clean Rivers, was recorded here in the 70s, here in Laguna Beach, which is pretty cool. It was the brainchild of this kind of heavy psych rocker from the 70s named Phil Perlman. And they really never made it, obviously. I'm sure most people haven't heard of them. But they gained notoriety after, randomly, 9/11. Phil Perlman's son, Adam Perlman, was became a terrorist for Al-Qaeda after 9/11. And he was the American terrorist that was killed over in the Middle East somewhere. And he was from Orange County, which is pretty trippy. I didn't realize that he was, but I think that was one of the first Americans killed by America on foreign soil, which is pretty crazy. I don't know. There's a lot of backstory to it. I've been reading up on it. It's pretty wild. But that's nothing to say about his dad and the music he put out, because it's pretty insane. Actually, if the original press of that album is going for about $1,000 now on the market, which is pretty wild. But the entire album is insane. It's awesome. And it's so cool that it was recorded here in town back in the 70s. Before that, we had The Beginning of the End. That was a song called When She Made Me Promise. And that was another pretty obscure track from the 70s. It was off an album. I think the album was called Funky Nassau. And that was kind of brought back onto the radar from A Tribe Called Quest. They sampled it, which should not be a surprise to anyone, because they seem to sample all of the best stuff you've never heard of. So hopefully I can bring some of that stuff to light. There you go. This is The Fuzz Show on KX935. I've got some cool stuff coming up. This is a new track-ish kind of thing from Kurt Vile. If you search Kurt Vile on YouTube right now, there's a really cool little like
documentary they just put out. It's about 10, 20 minutes long, where he goes out to upstate New York with this band called the Sadies and another one of my favorite musicians of all time, this guy Matt Sweeney. And they kind of just chilled out at this amazing house in upstate New York in the middle of the forest. It's almost got this like Muscle Shoals type of vibe that that inspired so much good stuff. And yeah, they just have these like porch sessions and they're redoing some of his tracks, like kind of stripped down. Pretty cool. So we're going to get into that. This is a new version of Baby's Arms. And then a killer one from the Chamber Brothers, I Wish It Would Rain. It's I just put the record on yesterday, A New Time, A New Day from the Chamber Brothers, which is epic. It's got some pretty crazy bluesy stuff. You'll hear this track. There's some kind of psych stuff, like the album title, that name, or that song is insane. So if you guys can dig that, and then we'll just keep it going. Thanks for tuning in. It's The Fuzz.
You're tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
work out. Yeah, nice. Good job. Good pull. Good guess.
And gone away. And with her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day I stay locked up in my room. I know to you it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain.
There you have it, the Chambers Brothers, I Wish It Would Rain. Full disclosure, that song from the Four Tops, I believe it was the Four Tops. Yeah, almost positive. That, when I first heard it, I was in college, and I was just watching this movie called The Four Brothers. It's not The Four Tops, it's The Temptations, sorry. I heard that for the first time on that soundtrack from the movie The Four Brothers, and that was the track that got me into soul music, or at least I consider it soul music. So yeah, it holds a special place in the Fuzz's heart. And so when I came across this one just yesterday on this album that I've had forever, I was like, how did I not hear this version? I knew how to play it. Anyways, there you go. I can kind of like, I'm sure everyone has those moments in history and in their past where they kind of certain songs you can pinpoint the emotions that it, the first time you heard it or you heard it when something was going on. And I think that's like the ultimate goal of music for the most part is you got to relate to it somehow. And it gives you these emotions sometimes that you don't really even understand at the time, but you know, now looking forward, what I've been out of college for 10 years or something. And I still remember that exact moment where I was sitting when I heard that song for the first time and it kind of like clicked and it was like, okay, soul music. Like that's okay. This is it. I got to figure this out. And I remember too, listening to the
the first White Stripes album, the self-titled. And forever, I couldn't get into the White Stripes. When I was in high school, they were coming out. And it took me a while, until maybe like my senior year in high school, like 04, 2005, somewhere around there, where I was, they finally clicked. And I was like, well, this song is insane. And then I looked it up and I was like, oh, this is a blues cover. All right. And then that was the moment I started listening to the blues. And then that kind of, that was the real moment for music for me. When I got into the blues, was like, holy moly. this is it. This is what started rock and roll. This is what started it all. And, yeah, I don't know. So there's certain things that stick with you. And, I don't know, hopefully you have some of those too. And if you do, I mean, reach out on Facebook, on search the Fuzz and find me and let's talk about it. I like it. Yeah, and so here's another track. This is a band called The Damnation of Adam Blessing. Pretty obscure. Let's see, what year is this? 1969, 1971, something like that. This is another, I mean, these guys are pretty much unheard of and somehow fell to the wayside. But this is them covering The Grateful Dead, Morning Dew. And then we'll follow it up some really cool stuff. So, yeah, stay tuned.
Walk me out in the morning too, my baby. Please walk me out in the morning too, my honey. And walk you out in the morning too, sorry. And walk you out in the morning too.
No!
Let's see what we've got in today's calorie.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
So that was The Damnation of Adam Blessing off their first album. It was named after them, after their band. And that was their rendition of Morning Dew, which was, I believe, from The Grateful Dead. Hope you guys dug it. It's a much different version, obviously. Pretty rad. That was like a gamble at a record store that I found. There's an amazing, if you ever find yourself in Southern California, there's a record store called Factory Records in Costa Mesa. It's located behind an old barbershop in a back alley next to a dive bar and a guy that sells a lot of Hawaiian shirts. It's pretty random, but it is... It's the best record store I've ever been in. Let's just put it that way. Dave Noyes, who owns it, is a good friend. I've known him for a long time, and he never fails to always have the best records, no matter what. You can maybe fit like five people inside this record store because it's stacked from the floor to the ceiling with boxes of records. But the way that it's organized is easy to navigate, no matter who you are or what walk of life you come from in your stage of crate digging that you've become, what level you're at, I don't know. But not only that, when he has the time, he puts those little puts these little post-its on a ton of the records, especially the obscure ones, where the majority of the normal person that walking in would not know what it is. And he'll sometimes write these like epic descriptions of these albums. So it makes it super easy just to like take a gamble and be like, all right, this one sounds pretty rad. I'm going to take it. This happened to be one of them, or that did, the Damnation of Adam Blessing. And every gamble I've taken at Factory Records has always been a good one. Maybe not so much for my pocket. Not saying it's super, super expensive, but he's epic. He's an epic dude. You should follow him. Find him. Factory Records. There you go. This one coming up. This is awesome. I recently stumbled across this guy, Eric Mercury. It's got to be from the 60s or 70s. I haven't done too much research on him, but he's this rad black dude, and he sounds almost like Joe Cocker to me, at least, or maybe like early Bob Seger or something. But that's all I'm going to say. I got two tracks from him on this hour. This track was the first one I found, so I wanted to play this one first. It's called Long Way Down. And then if I got enough time, I'll end the show with the second track. If not, I highly recommend subscribing to the podcast on iTunes. If you search The Fuzz 935, you'll find me. And I always add, you know, a couple tracks to the end of each show that don't necessarily get played on the air, only for time restraints, because sometimes, like this, I talk too much. So there you go. Eric Mercury, and then the Black Keys. These guys, the Black Keys, everyone knows them now. When they first started out, they were just two dudes in their basement in about a couple inches of water, recording really gnarly blues, really cool stuff for two white dudes from Akron, Ohio. And, you know, since then, obviously they got big and things changed and they went their separate ways. And now they're touring again and they're doing stuff. But in my opinion, and I think the opinion of a lot of people, and maybe it's cliche to say, but like their early albums, this one in particular was off of Chulahoma, which is just an 8-song album, all covering this epic blues legend by the name of Junior Kimbrough. You'll hear that. It's called Have Mercy on Me, and it is insane. I highly recommend, if you've not heard the album Chulahoma from the Black Keys, it'll change your whatever premonition you have about this band. They are insane during this time. We'll keep it going. This is The Fuzz Show.
I can tell a story all by myself.
You're tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
Thank you. mystic told my father at my birth. Said I'd soon be cut loose from mother.
Thank you.